There's a strip of greenery which runs alongside the Mile End Road, which is known as the Mile End Waste. Alistair Owens can tell us more about it.
Mile End Waste, a former Quaker burial ground, was a site in the 19th century where people came to preach, to spread their message to the masses. This included all sorts of radicals, but equally various evangelists who were very active in the region at the time. It was rather like an East End version of Speaker's Corner. One of the key characters who you would have seen down here in the latter decades of the 19th century would be William Booth, General William Booth, who was founder of the Salvation Army.
There are two statues of Booth on Mile End Waste. We're all familiar with the organisation that he created and the important work that it does to this day. But some of his ideas, his social Darwinianism, feel very out of place today. Alistair Owens.
William Booth started preaching here in 1865. He was a man who brought all sorts of ideas for dealing with the problems of poverty to the streets of East London. Many of those are very practical things, such as providing shelter, providing food, and providing clothing. In 1890, William Booth published his book, In Darkest England and the Way Out. This book was very significant because of the way in which it portrayed the East End as like a foreign land, an Africa-like place ripe for colonisation by enlightened social reformers and evangelists such as himself.
It is a terrible picture, and one that has engraved itself deep on the heart of civilization. But while brooding over the awful presentation of life as it exists in the vast African forest, it seemed to me only too vivid a picture of many parts of our own land. As there is a darkest Africa, is there not also a darkest England? Civilization, which can breed its own barbarians, does it not also breed its own pygmies?
William Booth's approach to dealing with the problems of poverty was both practical and visionary, and of course at all times underpinned by his faith. Like many others at the time, he also believed that the ultimate solution to the problems of poverty and overcrowding in cities like London was to move people out of the metropolis, out to farm colonies elsewhere in the UK, or perhaps also to the distant reaches of empire.
200 years before Booth, it was the Mile End Road that was seen as a place where people could move to for a better quality of life, particularly for those who had retired. Continue up the Mile End Road. The Trinity Almshouses are next on our walk.